a new firearm, or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. This Monday, historic Monday, October 13th, Columbus Day. No more silly names for Columbus Day. President Trump said, that's it. It's Columbus Day. We are not calling it anything other than Columbus Day. And it is today. Along with the historic release of the hostages and President Trump now flying to Egypt for a multinational nation, 16 different nations meeting in Egypt. So we'll keep an eye on that, monitoring the news in the background as the president is on his way to Egypt. Now, this is interesting. Because the Michigan State Police have come out with a report talking about traffic accidents. The number of traffic crashes on Michigan roads have slowed down since the China virus. However, the wrecks that are happening are more serious and more deadly. Based on the Michigan traffic crash facts, data that was posted on the Michigan State Police website. In the 4 years prior to 2020, Michigan was averaging 300,429 car crashes a year. However, the 4 years after COVID, 2021 through 2024, Michigan is now experiencing 279,142, which basically almost about an 8% decline. However, fatalities in these crashes went from 923 before COVID to now over 1,038. The trend started during the COVID year of 2020. Of course, with COVID lockdowns, fewer cars were on the road. However, it resulted in faster driving and more serious fatal crashes, said Michigan Officer Highway Safety Planning Director Alicia Sledge. Even though with fewer wrecks on average, Michigan drivers are definitely doing better in certain areas of the state. The average number of annual drinking and driving related crashes were down by 8%. The average number of drug use related crashes also down 7.1%. Drivers are becoming more mindful of pedestrians and bicyclists. Car pedestrian crashes down 12%. While cars and bicycle wrecks are down 15%. Younger drivers are appearing to avoid crashes too. Wrecks involving 16-year-olds are down 9%. However, the bad news, crashes involving fleeing and eluding drivers is up 29% from 574 to 740. Wrecks involving motorcycles are also up by almost 10%. 2,882 to 3,144. Sledge, speaking on behalf of the Michigan State Police, said, "We just want to remind people that we're all out there together and we want to make sure that we're keeping each other safe. one way to avoid these horrific fatality accidents is simply slow down. Speed tends to be the number one reason for the fatality accidents. If there is a traffic crash, law enforcement gets there. They're not going to say, oh, well, I accidentally hit them because I was talking on the phone or sending a text. People are not going to say that. They'll say, I tried to avoid them, but I didn't see them until it was too late. Well, why didn't you see them? Even though Michigan has laws on the books now for not even being able to use your cell phone while driving, either for handheld calls or text messages, people are still doing it. Sledgesetter Office does a handheld device survey and actually found that in 2025, so far this year, there is now an uptick in phone usage over 2024. Well, 2 years ago in 2023, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law a $100 fine for drivers who are looking at their phones while driving, using their phones, texting, making calls. Well, evidently, the $100 fine isn't enough, according to the Michigan State spokesperson, police spokesperson. So, are you still texting, talking on your cell phone, not using your speakerphone or Bluetooth? Something you might want to consider doing. One of the things I think we need to do collectively is slow down. I was in a hurry this weekend driving down to Liberty Mountain, which, by the way, had a fantastic sneak preview. There was close to about 200 people there. There was some media there as well. I spoke to a couple of them. Great venue, unbelievable. We're going to be putting concerts on at Liberty Mountain next year. And by the way, if you know a young person, this coming Saturday in the afternoon, Saturday, October 18th, Liberty Mountain USA is going to be hosting Turning Point USA. One of the young members of Turning Point's chapters was there at the venue, at the event, and said that they're going to be doing a Charlie Kirk memorial there at the mountain on Saturday. So if you know any young people that would like to get in touch with some Turning Point USA kids, send them over to the mountain there in Farwell, Michigan, 1001 Mott Mountain Road, right off of 115. So definitely tried to get the kids there this weekend. They're going to be inviting all the college students from Northern Michigan to show up. It's going to be an event for Charlie Kirk Memorial. Another short story I got real quick. Charges against Matt DiPerno. One of the things that the judge decided to do is to push the evidence in the case. There is supposedly some new evidence being brought by Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Has caused the judge to push it back to December 18th and 19th. DiPerno, being interviewed in Royal Oak, said, I got to get this done. This case is killing me. DiPerno ran for attorney general back in 2022, expressing disappointment as a judge in Oakland County pushed back the preliminary exam on charges against him for allegedly tampering with voting machines. DiPerno, speaking after at the press conference, said This has not been a speedy trial. This is anything but. This happened because I ran for attorney general against Dana Nessel. And as announced during the campaign, if you guys remember, she was going to prosecute me. She called me all kinds of names and said it was her mission to get my law license. Well, technically, the charges against DiPerno were not made by Dana Nessel, but by Muskegon County Prosecutor D.J. Hilson, as he was tasked by Dana Nessel to be a special prosecutor. Hilson charged DiPerno in the summer of 2023 with undue possession of a voting machine, conspiracy to commit that charge, and conspiracy to commit unauthorized access to a computer or computer system, as well as willfully damaging a voting machine. Well, the preliminary exam, which determines whether there's even enough evidence to proceed with these felony cases, kicked off Thursday. Ben Cotton, a computer professional who investigated accusations of 2020 election fraud in Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, was scheduled to testify that morning until 44th District Judge Derek Meineke canceled the activities for the entire day. Cotton, who vocally challenged how legitimate the 2020 election results were, reportedly provided text messages to law enforcement under a subpoena in a separate incident unfolding outside of the charges that DiPerno's facing in Oakland County. According to the judge, he did not know about this extra new piece of evidence before Thursday. And the text messages put DiPerno at risk. Unfortunately, there are challenges that come up that require additional legal research. An argument needs to be fully explored, said the judge. So bottom line, the case has been pushed to December 18th and 19th. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. A few more paragraphs, statements from the judge, as well as one of the witnesses. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this news story about Matt DiPerno and his court case. The judge said that the new text messages provides evidence that has to be analyzed and found out whether or not they can be used in this case. The judge said, I certainly apologize that the court is not in a position to rule right off the spot, on the spot, on this issue. But I think I'd be doing all parties a disservice if I tried to rush this case through. The judge recognized DiPerno's unhappiness with the preliminary exam being pushed to December, but noted that it is also an ability to provide him with additional layer of protection in relation to the text messages. However, during the Thursday trial, Meineke, the judge, heard testimony by Guy Reiner, the director of account management for election systems and software, ES&S. In March of 2022, Reiner said that he traveled to Roscommon at the request of the Michigan State Police to investigate five DS-200 ballot scanners. When he arrived, he found that across all five machines that the tamper evidence seals, which ES&S places over their units' security screws that hold the machine together, were broken. We feel very confident about the evidence that we want to introduce and understand the due process aspect of it. We're just going to go through that, and hopefully the judge will see it our way, said Hilson, the special prosecutor. There's a series of text messages that were from various phones, and so certainly we're looking forward to letting the judge review all that new evidence. Hilson said that he's a young guy with lots of energy and has no issues with delaying the case. Meanwhile, DiPerno, in speaking with the media, said that local clerks could actually purchase tabulators, strip out the software, and sell them on eBay if they wanted to. There's no statute about the seals being broken. In addition, DiPerno believes that the text messages at hand are protected under attorney-client privilege, claiming that Antrim County resident William Bill Bailey, who DiPerno represented in an Antrim County lawsuit alleging that the county failed to hold a fair and legal election in the fall of 2020. Well, the lawsuit was dismissed. And in October of 2024, Bill Bailey died after battling cancer. Well, DiPerno said there clearly work product and fall under attorney-client privilege. And the only person that can waive that privilege is Bill Bailey, nobody else. Well, when the Detroit News then pressed DiPerno about Bailey's death, DiPerno said, well, I guess that's a problem for the prosecutor. Because evidently, this new text messages involved the Antrim County case and Bill Bailey's case, which DiPerno was his attorney at the time. So if the judge rules that, in fact, it was attorney-client information, that Bill Bailey's the only person that can waive that privilege, well, the case is going to not be able to use these new text messages. So pretty interesting development. Last minute, this text messaging coming out right before the preliminary exam. Judge not willing to rule on it going forward, so he pushed it back a couple of months, December 18th and 19th. The case will continue. So it's on my list. We'll continue to follow it, and we'll let you guys know how that particular case goes. Want to remind you that we are still collecting signatures for Axe My Tax. If you haven't gotten a petition sheet yet, you can get a hold of me after the show. We'll make sure we get one sent out to you. The effort is going to continue through the month of October, as well as possibly heading into November. Carla Wagner's doing a count to see where they're at, and we will be letting you guys know. But in the meantime, text me AXE, A-X, and I'll send you a link to the website, axemytax.org, and we will get you a petition sheet as soon as possible. You can just collect 10 signatures, then sign it on the bottom as being the circulator, and mail it back in to Carla Wagner. Now, one thing we're also doing is a give, send, go fundraising to get the commercial on radio and TV stations across the state of Michigan. We're also talking with some text messaging companies to find out what we can do about getting this out to as many people as possible. If you'd like to help us raise a few dollars on that, text me media, M-E-D-I-A. Text me media, and I'll send you the link to the Give, Send, Go website. Hour number two today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving.